Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Burns, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Steve McManus, state representative for Cordova, Jim Tomasik from Cordova's Voice, Bill Boyd from the Memphis City Council, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. We'll start with you, Steve. Annexation, it's complicated. The state legislature in this past session put a moratorium in place. Why a moratorium, and what do you all hope to get out of this moratorium?
There's a real sense going on in Nashville, and you can really feel it. And the bottom line is that our constituents are really saying, we want more of a voice when it comes to annexation issues. We are one of a handful of states in the United States that still allow a municipality to really exercise their heavy hand of government and simply come in and take a particular territory. And there's no doubt about it that we've had a tough time when it comes to the economy. And we seem to be seeing more and more of this annexation issues as the economy was in pretty tough, in pretty tough straits. So that's what we're hoping for right now. What we're considering is a moratorium for about a year to see if really we want to change the law and become one of the majority of states that will say if a particular area is going to be annexed, it's going to be done by referendum, meaning you have a vote versus simply giving that power to the municipality.
But something that happened in Millington, it would be a perfect example about how this should be run. Millington went to annex an area, two areas, Lucy and Kerr. Kerr is north of them, Lucy is south of Millington. And they gave the people a choice to be annexed. This is even with the current laws, and this is not long ago. They gave them the choice to be annexed. The people in the Kerr area said, no, we don't want to be annexed. The people in the Lucy area said, sure, we want to be part of Millington. Millington said, welcome aboard, Lucy. We'll talk to you later, Kerr.
Okay.
That gave the people a voice.
Right. Bill Boyd, where do you stand on annexation? I mean, right now it's the city council that votes, and has an areas that it's identified to annex. It's taken areas over the past few years, including this area. Is it a proper role and a proper process right now for the city of Memphis to annex this way?
Well, I think it is. Of course, I'm the only one representing the city here, so I presume I'm also representing the city administration in a way. So I can't speak for them. But
going forward, would you be opposed to changes in the way annexations are done in the future? In the sense that people who are to be annexed would have a voice in it in the way that Representative McManus and Jim here are talking about and other states do it?
Well, it's probably not politically prudent for me to say this, but I have been around a long time and I've witnessed the Fraser annexation and on down the line. From there, Parkway Village, Whitehaven, Oak Haven, Raleigh, all of those leading up to the big Cordova annexation some years back. I think it is a proper way because I don't believe if it's passed in Nashville, like Steve says these other states have done recently, gone to, I don't think the citizens would ever approve any annexation.
But would that be bad?
Well, it's a fairness thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.